Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Tea time lecture.
The Three Daughters of the King of the Sea by Terry Flanagan. In the folklore of Ireland and other maritime countries, there is a profusion of stories concerning seals, possibly due to the fact that they come ashore and that their head, when seen at a distance above water, bears a resemblance to a human head. It was said that they were human beings under a spell. Many years ago, there was one family of Kenealys living in Erismore, very close to the sea. They had one son, a fine young man. On May Day each year, three seals used to come ashore on a very big flat rock that was high above the tide. At the back of this rock, under the cliff, there was a cave 5 or 6 yards deep. The day the seals would bask on the rock was a magical day. Each of them possessed a hood this special day. They had the power to take off the hood that was tied about its neck and throw it into the cave behind them. As soon as they took off their hoods, they transformed into the three finest women that the sun had ever shone upon. And when they would go out swimming, each with a golden head of hair. The third woman was the most beautiful of all. When they grew tired after swimming for 2 or 3 hours, they would come back on the rock again to bask in the Maytime glow. Each of them would then reluctantly take her own hood and tie it about her neck. She would become a seal again immediately. After spending about 30 minutes on the rock, the three seals would then dive into the sea together and disappear from sight for another year. Young Kenealy used to watch them every May Day. He liked the youngest woman best of all. Her golden hair, her lithe beauty entranced him. He was working in the field one day at the end of spring when he met an old man whom he had never seen before. Young Kenealy paused, welcomed the old man, and invited him to sit with him a while. He spoke to him, each of them telling his own story. Kenealy told him about the three seals that used to come to the rock every May Day. "There's one I dream of throughout the year. It pains me to see her leave at the end of every May Day. She is, without doubt, the most beautiful woman I have ever seen," he said yearnfully. "I'd say that you have a liking for her," said the man. "Indeed I have," said Kenealy. "I'm in love with her, but I know I'll never have the chance to speak of this love directly with her." "I have an idea who they might be," said the old man. "I have heard talk about them. What would you give to the person who would tell you the way you might get the one you want?" "Oh, I'm just a poor man," said Kenealy. "All I could give you as a reward is my 7,000 blessings." "That's as good a reward as I could ever ask for," said the man. "I'll tell you what you must do. When next May Day comes, be sure to hide yourself in the cave early in the morning. The moment the seals throw their hoods into it, you must put the youngest seal's hood inside your shirt. Keep the other two hoods in your hands. The three women will be screaming and wailing, imploring you to return their hoods. They will say that their father will kill them if they aren't home by a certain hour. In fact, I believe them to be the three daughters of the King of the Sea. You mustn't give the youngest woman her hood at any price, no matter what screaming and complaining she does. Give the hoods to the other two daughters. Then leave and start walking towards your house, and the youngest one will be obliged to follow you. When you reach home, hide the hood in a place she'll never see it. If she does, you'll have finished with her. You may be sure that I'll never give her the hood, said Keneally. I love her too much for that. The old man stood up and left, and Keneally never laid eyes on him again. May Day came, and at dawn, Keneally hid himself in the cave. Soon the three seals came up to the rock. Each of them took off their hood and threw it into the cave, and they were the finest women to have ever raised their faces to the sky, the youngest, the most beautiful of all. When the three women jumped in to swim, Keneally picked up their hoods and shoved the youngest girl's hood inside his shirt. He kept the other two in his hands. He waited until they came back to the rock. When they saw him with the hoods in his hands, they asked him for them, but he refused. They started to wail at the top of their voices, saying that their father would kill them if they weren't home early in the evening. He threw her hood to the eldest, and then to the second eldest. The two seals jumped into the sea together and swam off. The youngest seal was left behind, and her cries could be heard for miles. He told her that he wouldn't give her the hood, and he asked her to come home with him. She had no wish to, but she had no option but to follow him to his house. She spent the evening and the night and the weeks, and they got married. He hid the hood in the roof of the house between the thatch and the sods. They lived very happily together, and five sons were born to them. There wasn't a better worker to be found. But each day, when he was out at sea fishing, she would weep her fill. One fine summer's day, the husband was out at sea fishing, and his wife was working in the fields. When she looked back at the house, it was on fire. There were two or three other houses nearby, and she shouted to them for help. Two or three men came and started throwing water on the burning thatch when she stood watching them. Suddenly, a large clump of thatch fell down near her, and in it was the hood. She grabbed it, tied it about her neck, and she was immediately turned into a seal again. She went down to the sea and was gone. Her five sons followed her to the shore, but failed to find her. They returned home, crying for their mother. When Keneally returned home in the evening, the house was half burned. His wife had gone, and the children were waiting for him. He sat down with them, and he too cried his fill until morning. As soon as the children got up in the morning, they went down to where they had seen their mother go into the sea, hoping to see her. And they did. She came in close to the shore where they were and spoke to them. And there wasn't a day that came during the next 5 years that they didn't go down to the sea. And she came every day and talked to them. When the 5 years were up, she told them that they would never see her again. There were very few Keneallys in Erismore at that time, but you couldn't count all of them now that descended from the five sons of the seal woman. That's why, to this very day, it is said that the Keneallys are related to the seals.